All right, our classroom pledge of the week is Mrs. Shelton's fifth grade class at John Brown Elementary in Rathdrum.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't forget you can get us your classroom pledge. Very simply, just record it and then send it to us. Pledge. At jayandkevin.com.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Maury Povich announces paternity results for an orangutan.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I have some extracurricular activities going on here. I just had a zombie in my room. You ever seen a zombie?
I mean, not in real life that I'm aware of.
Ooh, buddy. They're scary.
Oh, boy.
And then I realized it was my granddaughter who woke up while her dad's in the shower.
Right.
And she's very groggy, and she came in and she was sort of stumbled into the room and stumbled into my arms and just, you know, gave me a big hug.
Sure.
And, hey, Papa. And she got a really tired voice.
Oh, I love that.
What do you think she asked me about this morning? Any idea? Steve, you may not be that good at this because you've never had children. So I'd like to start with a Steve guess.
Okay, that's a good idea.
What do you think my 5-year-old granddaughter asked me about this morning?
How about some oatmeal?
Food. She wanted food. She wanted oatmeal. No. Okay. No, that did not happen.
That isn't a bad guess, though. You know what? I'm hungry.
No, it's not at all, Steve.
What's for breakfast? I feel like that's...
She eats oatmeal a lot for breakfast.
That's a good one, Steve.
Yeah, it's on the mind, top of mind.
But so no food at all, huh, Kev?
I'm not going to say that.
Oh, how about... Can I have a popsicle?
Oh, Jay, that is usually a guarantee here. The popsicle. Can I have a popsicle?
Yeah, I figured that.
See, I've been of the theory that it's like, dude, I don't care. I have a popsicle. They're sugar-free popsicles.
Yeah.
They're frozen whatever. Like, yeah, have one.
Or maybe like an Otter Pop or something.
Oh, I don't know. They've cracked down on the popsicles here.
Otter Pop, 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 Otter Pop.
No.
What in the world?
Hey, listen, whatever it takes to hear that song, I'm all about it. Steve, what do you think when you hear a song like that?
I think, that's really something.
I think I want like 10 Otter Pops. That's what I think.
Yeah. Where's the ice cream truck?
Yeah. Steve, when
Did you say ice cream?
Yeah, it's not an Otter Pop. You know what an Otter Pop is, right?
Well, it's ice cream adjacent.
A frozen treat, I guess.
Yeah, they're both frozen.
Yeah. Wouldn't they sell it in an ice cream truck? I feel like they would.
That's a terrible ice cream truck if you're selling Otter Pops. You need to sell, because they can't, it's hard to mark those up to $4. I mean, you got to do the SpongeBob on a stick ice cream
sandwich.
Maybe
one of the giant ones, Jay.
Yeah. The giant Otter Pop.
So what, you need a separate
truck? You
might
be able to get away with that.
Yeah, you just need an Otter Pop truck. Okay. No, that's Otter Pops is what kids sell on the corner, out of the cooler.
Sure.
You don't need no truck for that, bro.
Do you actually know what an Otter Pop is? Because I'm starting to doubt it.
Is it not the, it's like flavored water, frozen, sort of.
Yeah, that's
right.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The, you know, in the plastic that cuts the edges of your mouth when you try to.
Yeah. And you cut them with scissors.
Well, rookies do.
Do you not like them?
Certain flavors.
Okay. No. That's good, because I was like, dang, dude, you got to like Otter Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can't be on the show.
What? Okay.
You got something against some of the otters, then?
Who, me?
Yeah. You don't like, which one don't you like? Anita Fruit Punch?
Oh, I love that one.
What
That's
about
a good one.
Alexander the Grape?
That one's hit or miss. Depends on the day.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. So really? That's good. More for Kevin. Kevin, isn't DJ Tropical your favorite? Or Tropicool, I think it is, actually.
I mean, I didn't even know that was the name of one of them. But well, yes, get that's all not my favorite.
I mean, only there was a way. Major Mango, Poncho Punch, yes. Anita Fruit Punch, which is hilarious. Strawberry Short Kook, DJ Tropicool, Little Orphan Orange, yeah.
Yes.
Cosmic Coconut, I've never had that. That sounds amazing.
I haven't either. That sounds really good.
Sir Isaac Lime, Louis Blue Raspberry, and yeah, and Alexander the Grape.
Okay.
There you go. Meet the Otters.
Yeah.
Well, she wanted ice cream, guys.
Ice cream, oh, okay. Yeah, there you all go. Our right. Ice cream adjacent.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can get she put her truck. Head down and she was, I go, you look tired today. And I gave her a little kiss on the forehead and she goes, can I have some ice cream?
That's hilarious. Because
last night she wanted ice cream and she didn't get any because she had not finished her dinner like she was supposed to.
Yeah,
and
rules,
so
man.
So she wasn't able to get ice cream and... So this morning, she thought...
Still on her brain. And while my dad's in the shower...
Let me see if I can trick my old papa.
Yeah, let me get the weak link over here.
Yep.
See if I can get some ice cream for breakfast.
But you know what I said?
You stood fast, didn't you?
I said, oh, sweetie, I ate all that last night.
That's a way to get away with it, though. Then you don't have to say no. Yep. There isn't anymore.
Bad grandpa. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she probably would have said, no, you didn't. I already looked at the
That's
freezer.
That's probably
it's
what she would have said. Yeah, I already checked.
I've already looked.
In fact, it's on the counter with a spoon and a bowl. I just thought I better get approval or I'd get in trouble.
Oh, the climbing up on the stool to get stuff out of the freezer. It's,
oh, man.
It's quite the game, isn't it?
I always thought
Steve,
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I actually, I don't want to share that. Never mind.
Too late.
No, go ahead.
Too late. You already started it. That's the rule. Once you start, you got to finish it.
When I was in Chicago working promotions for some radio stations, they had me pretend to be an intern, which, I don't know, whatever. And we had a giant freezer there. And so they made me hide in the freezer for this video that they made.
Like you're talking about the kind that sits on the ground, the lid opens up from the top?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
you mean like an ice chest?
Yeah, more so like that.
Oh.
And then the one guy opens it up and I'm holding a bag of peas. And he goes, get back in there. And then shuts the freezer on me.
Huh. What was the promotion for?
It was just a funny Facebook video.
Was it?
I mean, kind of.
See, so can you fit in? Like, if we had a big Yeti cooler, I think we have a pretty big one at the station.
Yeah, there's one down in promotions, actually.
You can fit in that.
Oh, for sure. You don't think I could?
So all we need is a bag of peas, apparently, and we can reenact this thing.
I mean, the video exists somewhere.
Huh.
But, I mean, also, I could fit now in a giant freezer.
Challenge accepted.
All right. I'll do it. You don't think I will?
Let's see. You've already kind of agreed to do it now. So, yeah, I was going to try to trick you, but I mean, I get no sense tricking you.
Well, no, I don't want to do it.
Oh, too late.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So the road is closed up here, but you're just going to keep going past the road closure sign and then turn into our parking lot.
Kevin James.
Oh, okay, it's special. I'm like, yeah, it is special. It's a special situation.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin.
All right, my son's high school football team had a big gathering at our house over the weekend. It was great having them all here, but dang, that's a lot of boys. They were all very respectful. The issue came after the party when I was cleaning up the basement. I noticed they had broken one of my large candle holders that was made of glass, so it must have made quite a mess, but to their credit, they cleaned most of it up. It was a fairly expensive item, and I don't really expect anyone to pay for it. I just think an apology from whoever broke it would be appropriate and a little bit of ownership. I've asked my son, and he swears, I have no idea who did it, Mom. I brought it up to the coach, and he talked to the whole team about it, and everyone, sticking to the same story, nobody saw anything, they have no idea. I just hate that they're lying about it, including my son. My husband says, yeah, I don't know, it's kind of cool they're all sticking together. Should I pursue this further? I don't know, maybe with the principal, more with the coach. Not sure what to do next.
All right, so you can get a hold of us at 509-441-0999, as these people did on the text line. Let's see. I get your point, but it's embarrassing over a candle holder. She sounds like a helicopter mom. Get over it. This one says, let it go. Learn your lesson. What lesson are you learning? Don't buy expensive candle holders? I don't know.
Don't have boys over?
Don't have boys over, maybe, yeah. Yeah. And this one, wow, you had 20 boys over and only one thing got broken. Maybe you should let it go,
which
Karen.
Is pretty good, yeah. Yeah. That is pretty good. I understand her frustration in just wanting someone to own up to it.
Sure.
I mean, she's not being crazy with that, really. But it's like, man, I don't know. Do you just let it go?
What do you think, Steve?
Well, you don't just let it go. I mean, you think about it day and night.
Okay, you dwell on it for years to come?
Yeah.
Man, and that candle holder, huh? Yeah.
And you bring it up, you know, passive-aggressive and everything.
Oh, yeah, that seems like a great way of doing it.
Is that the way you handle a situation?
I don't think
so. Seems right.
I don't know. I don't think you go to the principal. I mean, I feel like
principal has nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah.
Because it was at your house and it was not a...
No.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's... I mean, the coach.
That's
and the
where,
coach may have actually. The coach may have been at the party too. We don't know. Or not.
I know a lot of the team dinners they're not. Which, if that seems like maybe this was, and that's fine. But still, I feel like as the coach, if I was coaching at that moment, I feel like I would assume the responsibility, and you know, maybe it's more of a teaching moment than anything. Where you and I don't even know.
Because
some coaches may go, we're gonna run until someone says what happened. You know, I don't know if that's it. But
yep.
But.
Well, and it also really depends how good her son is.
If he's the quarterback or whether he's like, you know,
maybe he's the
backup safety.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
High school football is important.
Yeah, I see.
Listen, if we don't get an answer, you're not playing this week, Jimmy.
All right. I think as a coach, I would definitely feel responsibility.
Like, yeah, Jay, I'm with you. That was the first thing I thought was, I feel like the coach could probably have the most power in this situation, and the fact that it's not going to get anybody in trouble.
Yeah, she's already said she doesn't want to be reimbursed.
Money.
Yeah.
She just wants them to own it, take a life lesson, just say, hey, sorry I broke that. We tried to clean it up, Mrs. Jimmy John, and, you know, just...
But thanks for the sandwich?
Right. And so it was... That seems like the way to go, and that's all she wants. Now, the problem is, the longer it goes, the crazier she's going to get.
Because she's going to really dwell on it, like Steve, and go passive-aggressive? And
well, yeah, or just, in general, be like, you've lied for so long, and, you know, feelings are going to be hurt, and it's just, it's better, you got to get this one over. Get it over with.
We've had two people back to back said, what happened, do you think, if the coach broke it and threatened the kids not to tell anybody?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's a wonderful conspiracy. That's hilarious.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We don't know who did it, Mrs. Jimmy John. Do we, boys?
That's right. Nobody knows.
Mrs. Jimmy John?
I don't know. That's you know, that's what Kevin said her name was. That's why I said thanks for the
Mrs.
sandwich.
I called her Mrs. Jimmy John. I don't know why.
Okay. Mrs. Jimmy John.
Yeah, I mean, again, if it was just an accident, even if it wasn't an accident, it's, you know, that's the right thing to do for the kid is to obviously say, hey, sorry about that. Do you want me to reimburse you? No, that's fine. Thank you for the offer. You know, but you can't force the boy to do it.
And it does seem like it's one of those that's going to get bigger the longer it lasts.
Yeah.
Like, it becomes a bigger deal. Why they didn't say anything in the first place, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Like, were they that afraid that they were going to get in huge trouble with her?
You know what? I'll take responsibility for it. Can I get a number 4?
From Mrs. Jimmy John?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now people on the text line are going further into this. It was the husband. He broke it when he was cleaning up after the boys, but wanted to blame the boys. So,
ooh, is Mr. I think it's good they're all sticking together. What a supportive husband.
Yeah.
This is definitely Clue.
Yeah.
It was the candlestick right. in the basement.
In the basement.
By the coach.
Right. See? Done.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Come here, Skeeter.
Kevin James.
Not to mention, it's all over your awesome shirt.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You can download the Coyote Country app. Just simply search for Coyote Country and boom, there you go. It's free. It's simple. It's easy. You can take us with you. You can listen wherever you happen to be. And if you happen to miss part of the show, don't forget you can also just download the podcast. And once you subscribe, which also, again, is free, it will give you little notifications. Hey, there's 4 new episodes of the Jay and Kevin Show ready to go. You should go listen because it's really cool. Something like that. Sure if that's what
it does.
Is that what it says? Okay, I wasn't 100% sure on that one, but yeah, thanks, Kev. All right, before we get to our entertainment news, we got to see if we can give away some money. It's time for the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot, so if you want to guess and maybe win all the dough, 509-441-0999. We'll take caller 7 right now. We'll see if you can win some jackpot money. Jackpot money, jackpot money, jackpot money, jackpot money. If your last name was Pot, would you name your kid Jack?
I wouldn't be totally opposed to that.
I mean, it's kind of cool. It has all positive, vibes for it. So, yeah. All right, what's your name? My name's Jack. Jack Pot. I don't know. Maybe now that I've said it out loud, maybe not.
It does seem a little weird.
Maybe you're trying too hard at that point. Amber, what's up?
Not much, just heading to work.
Yeah, well, are you expecting a great day today? How's your mood going in?
It's pretty good, so I'm thinking it's going to be good. It's my Friday today. So.
Oh, cool. Well, congrats. Does that mean you have 3 days off, or you have a different sort of schedule?
Just two.
On Sunday. Okay, all right. Well, let's see if we can't maybe make your last day of your work week even better as you head in today. Let's play.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right, on the guess, Amber, there will be no pennies. There'll be no cents. It won't be anything past the decimal. Just round dollars. And I will tell you that it's more than $522. So now, for all the money that's in the jackpot, what is the value of the jackpot?
Let's go with 547.
Let's find out.
Kevin's big jackpot is
547. Would be a nice start to the day. Walk away with that. 547. Is that right?
$567.
Ooh.
Oh. No.
Dang it. 567. Well, the good news, Amber, is it will be more than 567 at 9:30, and you're more than welcome to play then, okay?
Okay.
Amber, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Man, more than $567 at 9:30, so... Well, we'll have fun playing that.
Yeah, that was close. We've had a couple of very close guesses.
Very nice. AMCO Transmission, AAMCO, brings us a little entertainment news today. I don't know if you saw the Blake Shelton thing yesterday. Did you either of you guys see it?
I did not. No.
He went back to his hometown of Ada, Oklahoma, and he teamed up with this organization called Music Will to donate a ton of instruments to the music department at his old high school.
Oh, nice. I like that.
So
that's
awesome. He's in town, and it's, you know, it's a bunch of high school kids, and so the principal gets up on the stage and just, well, you can
hear. And Ada is a super musical place. As I was driving in, I saw the sign that's like, welcome to Ada, home of Blake Shelton, which was super awesome. Do you guys know who Blake Shelton is? Would it be cool if I invited Blake Shelton to join me on stage? Give it up for Blake Shelton.
And Blake just walks out. Donated over $5,000 worth of instruments, some guitars, drum kits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Even some of his own personal guitars to his high school music department.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, also pays for some of the lessons for either the teachers who might need lessons to teach the kids how to play those instruments or for the kids to learn how to play instruments. Just a way of kind of keeping, you know, music alive as... Sometimes,
absolutely.
You know how that is. Schools sometimes look to cut budgets and instruments
at
the band.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very cool thing. So, well done, Blake. Nicely done. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Nice work, Blake. I will go into my stories if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
I will give a shout out to Blake's wife, Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
I watched probably like the third episode now of The Voice.
Third for you or just the episode that was the third to run?
Yeah, no, third for me. I'm okay. Kind of bouncing all over the place.
Sure.
It's blind auditions. You know, I'm just like, whatever. I don't know
who's
got what team-wise.
And that's
all
right
that
to
stuff,
do. It's, you don't have to have any knowledge of prior episodes.
But just watching it, you know, trying to get a feel for this panel of judges or coaches. And I'm telling you. They're as good as ever.
I agree.
They're just great. Michael Bublé is phenomenal. Snoop is so much better than I thought he would.
I agree with both those,
he's just so much better. Gwen is Gwen, and she's perfect. And then there's just Reba, who is, again, you know, she knows what she's doing, and she knows how to do it.
Reba's just the queen of country, like they keep saying. And the beauty of her is she doesn't really act like the queen. You know, she's just kind of just... a down to earth, you know, person who's had a ton of success, who's in her 60s, who's still as current as you can probably be. Gwen is just, I don't know, my wife always says, you know, she's just adorable. She's a even when she tries to be kind of mean, she just laughs at herself because she's like, I can't believe
she
said that.
She seems like such a sweet human
being.
Totally, right?
Yeah. And Snoop is awesome, and Michael Bublé is just way funnier than I thought he'd be. All the things. I mean, I feel like we maybe at the beginning when we thought, what a weird pairing with Michael Bublé and Snoop Dogg. That's odd.
Well, you just didn't know, but I give them credit, the producers of the show or whoever.
Absolutely.
You've done well. They actually are very entertaining. Speaking of doing well, I was trying to make a decision last night because Survivor was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not getting behind on Survivor this year, so I want to watch it. Well, I went and tried to watch it, but I was like 20 minutes behind, which was perfect.
Oh, I love that.
Because I record it, and then I can just fast forward.
Oh, that's
well,
the sweet spot.
Every time it I was is. Getting the... I was trying to get the recording to play.
Uh-oh.
And it just kept spinning and spinning and spinning.
No.
And then it would say, sorry, this content is currently not available.
What?
And I'm like,
sorry,
no.
Your check didn't clear.
Yeah, so I was like, well, what the heck? Because everything else is working just fine. It just, for some reason, it didn't like that recording. Now, I could click and go to Survivor Live, but now I'm like 30 minutes into it. And I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. That's dumb.
Right.
I don't want to watch. You know, I did go to it and see if I could rewind. Couldn't do that. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm not watching Survivor tonight. I'll have to watch that tomorrow.
Next day on
Hulu.
Then
I decided, I would watch the first two episodes of Shrinking.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
A show that was a surprise favorite of mine last year. I didn't know much about the show. I thought, oh, I'll watch that. And it just turned into one of my favorite shows ever. Watching it last night, you're like, season two, how will you do? Within like 5 to 7 minutes, they have given you everything that you loved about the show.
Really?
From the laughs to a little bit of the drama to the craziness to all of it where you're just like, okay, I said during those two episodes at least 5 times, this is the greatest show. This is so good.
I love hearing that.
This is so good. So it was one of those, and I hope I don't hype it too much for anybody else, but I really felt, I was just like, yeah. They are crushing it with this show.
Good. See, I'm looking forward to it. I was anyway, but I'm glad to hear that it wasn't disappointing for you. Yeah.
Mm. Now, Jay, are you
because sometimes season two is a disappointment.
I know.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or takes a while or whatever.
Are you going to watch it like Kevin is watching it, or are you going to binge when it's all said and done?
It's hard to know. I have a busy couple of weeks, so I may be four or five episodes behind by the time I even start. And if it's that many, yeah, I'll watch them all in one sitting.
Okay. And Kevin, you're committed to watching, like, when they release it, you're going to watch it, right?
I think so. I don't love that as much, for sure. But I also liked what I saw so much last night that I think I'd have a hard time not watching it again next week.
Yeah, it's fun to stay up on it. Mm-hmm. I will say that. It's like when it's a weekly thing and you know, because you're talking to other people who are watching it. And it is fun to stay up on that particular episode. But you're right. If you are going to binge it, I don't like binging two episodes. I want to do four or more, especially when they're half-hour episodes. Yeah.
I don't think two's a binge, right?
No, two's just like, okay.
And especially not that show, because I think they're only like 30-35 minute
episodes.
Yeah,
it's so short. Mm. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like a quarter of football. It's just not a long enough time.
No.
I want to be able to have, if I'm going to binge, I want to be able to have to get a snack and go to the bathroom during the binging. An hour, I'm just still
sitting
there.
There you go.
Yeah. That's my rule from now on, guys.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was going to say vegetable beef.
That is a big meal for a little boy like you. Vegetable beef. It fills you up.
Kevin James.
Thank you, Big Lou.
Yeah.
Big Lou, he's just like you. He likes hearty soups in a thermos.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Send us emails. We get through as many as we can, and we clean them all up on Thursdays just in case we didn't get through some. This one says, is this crazy? This is from Trina. Trina with a Y, by the way. I had never seen that spelling, so thank you, Trina. Is this crazy? We spent almost $200 on pumpkins last weekend. Is that crazy? I mean, that seems like a lot, but I also feel like you could probably get there pretty quickly. I don't remember how much pumpkins are per pound, or I mean, I'm assuming maybe you went to a pumpkin patch and not like a grocery store, but I guess text in if you think that's crazy. $200 on pumpkins.
I mean, how much would you spend? What do you think is crazy to spend on just one pumpkin?
Gosh, dang it, Steve. We just bought pumpkins and I don't remember what we spent. It was just one of those deals. It was like, oh, here's the card. I know we're getting them for, you know, like three of them, because we don't get them like we used to. We used to get, gosh, dang it. I want to say we used to get, you know, maybe up to 10.
Must be nice to be rich.
No, you save all year for it, Steve.
Oh, is that, yeah, is
you,
that
put
right?
You put a little bit away every paycheck so that you can actually buy your pumpkins. So, yeah, I don't know. Let us know on the text line, 509-441-0999, if you think that seems to be a crazy amount to spend on pumpkins. Maybe that's just like total at the pumpkin patch where you go, oh, I got the donuts, I got the pumpkins, I got the cocoa, I got the caramel apple, you know, the whole experience. Not really sure if that's a lot or not. Let's see what else I have here for you.
We've got email. We've got email.
Just so you know, the texters are kind of split. Yes, that's crazy. No, not crazy. I don't know. It was literally 50-50. $8 a piece at Costco. He goes, yeah, 200 is too much. Well, yeah, at $8 a piece, it would be.
Yeah, ooh.
This one says, my in-laws, Joe, grow giant pumpkins. They sell the seeds for thousands of dollars. And they usually win first place at the fair.
Well, that's cool.
So, am I stupid? But if you... Well, let's just stop it at that. If you buy pumpkin seeds from a giant pumpkin, are you guaranteed to grow a giant pumpkin? Is that how that works?
I would think so, right?
I don't know. Y'all can help me out on that. Apparently, I just don't know my pumpkin seeds. Imagine if you had a giant pumpkin and the actual seed was gigantic, like the size of a dinner plate. You buy like a bag of a pumpkin seed. Oh, I love pumpkin seeds. You want this one?
Yeah, it takes two people to like lift a bag of it.
It's individually wrapped. Oh, my gosh. This one says, did you guys know it's Alan Jackson's birthday? That's the second person that has texted in today about Alan Jackson's birthday. That one's from B. I guess maybe we'll have to play some Alan Jackson here momentarily. It's a Thursday anyway, so maybe we can throw it back.
There you go. I like what you did there.
This one says you have to put hundreds of seeds into growing the big ones. Hundreds of, like in one spot? I'm confused.
Huh.
So would you just pile like handfuls of seeds into like one hole? And then that doesn't seem right. Yeah. I guess I'm not going to get this just in. I'm not going to learn how to grow large pumpkins during this segment.
You got plenty of room in your backyard, though, right?
For a giant pumpkin? Sure. Yeah.
You can fit one
I've
of those,
always
huh?
thought the same thing. I mean, we have room in our backyard for a garden, and like a couple of our neighbors do the garden thing. And I'm not going to do it unless my wife is really, really gung-ho about it, and she never mentions it. So until she goes, man, we should get a garden, guess what we're not going to get?
A pony.
That's true. Also, the last one I have here.
I came back to hear that.
Oh, hi, Kevin. You know, it's funny, Kevin, because this last one is specifically for you from
Paul.
Okay,
good. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
That I wasn't here. Now I'm here.
Well, that's what Paul says. I heard you say Kevin is cutting out. I don't know what that means. Why is Kevin cutting out? Which is ironic that would come in at the time
that's
that you
true.
Come back from cutting out.
Yeah.
Why is Kevin cutting out? Great
Kevin
question.
Kevin is broadcasting from home due to some medical issues right now.
Sure.
Man, we're getting closer, hopefully, to figuring some stuff out. But, so I've been broadcasting from home, which for many, many times has worked great. But for some reason,
sure.
just to tick us off this week, it is being a real booger. And just cutting out, dropping me, and then I'm gone.
I guess the question is, why is Kevin cutting out? Good question.
Yeah, we'd like to know.
That is a good question.
Kevin, it's Alan Jackson's birthday today.
Happy birthday, AJ.
I have some Alan Jackson, if we could play for a throwback. By the way, Steve goes, I go, maybe I should play an Alan Jackson song. It's Thursday, we can throw it back. And he's like, oh, I know Chattahoochee, because he doesn't really know that many Alan Jackson songs.
Sure.
And then why don't you sing Kevin a little bit of Chattahoochee?
Well, I just went, Chattahoochee, and then I stopped.
He goes, you know,
so you don't know it.
Chattahoochee, na-na-na-na-na-na.
It is always...
That's not really it, no.
It is always our most requested song.
Yeah.
And so I guess maybe we just give the people what they want.
I mean, I kind of feel like that. It was funny.
Yeah, not overthink it today.
Yeah, why strain ourselves? The only other, I mean, they requested, what song was it they requested again? Somebody requested an Alan Jackson song. And it was just a slower song, you know, and I was like, oh, I don't think I'm not in the mood for that. I want something a little more tempo. And then what are your favorite tempo songs for Alan Jackson? I can think of three. Besides Chattahoochee, what are the other two, Kevin, that you think of when you think of Alan Jackson?
Where I come from.
Ooh, see, I didn't think of that
chicken.
One. That's a
where
great
I
one.
Where I come from.
Yeah, cornbread
lot
and chicken.
Of front
that's a great one.
Let's see. I like that one. Mm-hmm. I like, gosh, there's so many great up-tempo Alan Jacksons.
There really
Jay.
Are, yeah.
Who's cheating who?
That's,
I like that one,
that's
too.
Pretty good. I was thinking, the first three that popped into my head was It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere.
Yep. It must be love, it must be love.
Oh, man, you're going deep on me here.
Yeah, these are just the ones that popped into my head right away.
What about
away.
Little Bitty?
Oh, that's great, too.
Having said all that, give the people what they want. The big-